electrical system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? We're ahead of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're gonna win at the borders. We're gonna win, and we're gonna keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
July 23rd, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation is really appreciated and it keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, call 641-793-2531 every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time and click on the little green arrow on Studio B and get Dr. Johnny live. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, and virus recovery expert. Now, folks, last week I told you a little bit about what's going on with the university and these speeches I'm going to be making in Las Vegas, September 15th, 16th, and 17th. Two venues, big speeches. I'm coming out of the closet. It's been 10 years since I've been done any public speaking, but I won't stop now. This is a battlefield. And today I'm going to tell you about ancient wisdom as today's greatest health secret. A little more about my background, how I got started in the laboratory, a little bit about my dad, my family, and so forth. So my unique methodology for healing and wellness came from so many influences that I have to give the history about how it all transpired so you really understand that Dr. Johnny is not like anybody else out there on earth. So first, I'll tell you a little bit about my dad, my grandparents, my hepatitis experience, and how much medical treatment has changed. This will give you a perspective as to why the Master Survivor Program is the unknown health wisdom that everyone is seeking today. They just don't know about it. So let's go on a little journey down memory lane. Oh, yeah. In the early 1940s, my dad went to Tulane Medical School in New Orleans to become a medical doctor. He and his classmates were the last of the true fix-it-and-then-you're-done doctors. Until everything was done and fixed, they wouldn't stop. They took the Hippocratic Oath. Some of his classmates were the greatest doctors in our century, in the past century. Anton Oxner, Michael DeBakey, Bob Bauer. You know, many of the famous ones were in my dad's class. And I met him when I took my dad to his 50-year reunion in 1997. So Oxner taught surgery. My dad taught anatomy and physiology. And Michael DeBakey specialized in heart surgery. During the 1940s war effort, my dad was in the Navy Reserves and taught many Marine and Navy medics about first aid and treating tropical diseases like malaria, a parasite that destroys the liver, dysentery, and hepatitis, which is a virus that destroys the liver. Now, Oxner made a big name for himself in those days when he came out in the early 1940s and said cigarettes were bad for your health and could lead to cancer. Whoa! Boy, that was a big one. This was also the time when my dad got Physician of the Year, and Oxner wanted him as a partner to start his clinic. Well, my dad, while vacationing in Northwest Florida in 1949, the U.S. military and local townspeople there in Northwest Florida, Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach, approached my dad and wanted a good doctor in the area, and my father accepted their invitation and moved there in 1950. So anytime a president like Eisenhower, Kennedy, or Nixon came to one of the military bases in Northwest Florida, like Eglin Air Force Base or Pensacola Naval Air Station, my dad was on high alert and on call 24/7 in case there was a health emergency with the visiting president of the United States. Now, my dad and his classmates believed in the Hippocratic Oath. First, do no harm. And they maintain that good nutrition, exercise, and practical solutions was the way to restoring good health and well-being. Ochsner was the one who got the warning label put on all tobacco products. Why? Well, one reason why, he stood up and said it was harmful. Plus, Ochsner pushed the holistic philosophy, and they still have complementary medicine at the Ochsner Clinic in Louisiana today. Meanwhile, Big Tobacco put their PR and marketing programs on overdrive to sell more cigarettes. Following Ochsner's tradition, the Ochsner Clinic later declared that secondhand smoke was not only not healthy for pregnant women, but not healthy for anyone, for that matter. They're the ones Ochsner Clinic pushed secondhand smoke was harmful for your health. Of course, you know, then they had no smoking on the restaurants, and people who smoked went outside. But after that, the big PR campaign, considerate people would go outside and, you know, smoke their cigarettes in many restaurants and started posting non-smoking signs and everything. Ochsner was the one that put that out. And he was one of my dad's big classmates. They were like worked hand in hand. Well, growing up in the summers when my mother went shopping, she would drop me off at my dad's clinic instead of hiring a babysitter. My dad would say, go to the lab and don't bother the patients. Well, the only place in the lab where I was out of the way was the little stool in front of the microscope. The lab tech named Rex Golden would show me how to use a microscope and explain the tests that he was doing. And he also taught me how everything worked and what disease looked like in blood and urine samples under the microscope. He taught me about the preparations of the sample and how to use the lab equipment like the agitator, the centrifuge, and X-ray machines. For my mother, I was better off being there than with a babysitter. For me, this was an adventure. Eventually, I learned about the protocols and a general use of every piece of equipment in the lab, you know, from 8 to 12 years old as a kid. And this was a military town with the largest Air Force base in the world. Fort Walton Beach has Eglin Air Force Base, takes up about 4 counties. So everyone knew growing up, you know, that I was in from military, and you know, they all used proper protocol. Everybody I knew growing up was in the military. So everybody talked about the protocol. It was like the order of the day, even washing a car, son. Have you made your list? You know, have you got your bucket, your sponge? That was the way you did things. Now, in middle school, I took shop, which included drafting and mechanical drawing, which is about the same thing, but a little bit different. But anyway, I learned to scale things 1/24th or whatever it was. And that retired military engineer teaching the shop class told us we had to first draw it, and it had to be to scale, and then we could use the equipment in the shop to build it. Now, in 8th and 9th grade, I drafted to scale things like gun racks, bookshelves, spice racks, coffee tables. In high school, I took slide rule and typing between being in the laboratory and my dad's clinic, the shop, and the influence of the military. I developed an analytical mindset. This was during the time when I was 8 to 16 years old. At home, I also had my own microscope and dabbled with chemistry. In those formative years, I dreamed of becoming a scientist. My first 2 years of high school proved to be very damaging for my liver. Or actually, no, actually, my first 2 years I was on the football team, and that was very healthy. But the last 2 years of my high school, I dropped out of football and just did surfing and fishing and swimming. But it was very damaging for my liver. As a junior, me and my small gang of rowdy friends caught hepatitis B. Then as a senior, our same little gang, including myself, all caught hepatitis A. Then by 1981, I caught what they called a non-A, non-B hepatitis. You could say I was a hepatitis magnet. Later, I found out that the non-A, non-B was hepatitis C. All 3 times recovering from those hepatitis illnesses, I picked my dad's brain because he knew more about the liver than any other doctor I met. But I did not realize hepatitis C never really goes away. I thought it was like A and B. I did not know about that back in 1980s when I was running Davenport Laboratories in North Dallas. I was excited about the business and eventually took it over as the owner and chairman. However, what happened in 1992, my life dramatically changed because I was literally at death's door in 1992 when the doctor said I had only 6 months to live. Hepatitis C was killing me. A new mode of seriousness consumed my being. Remembering what I learned in the lab and gleaned from my dad about liver health, and all the medical doctor customers that I had at the lab, I did not choose the suggested conventional treatment of drugs and liver transplant surgery they wrote up in my treatment plan. It just did not make sense to me. I told them, it's my liver and you can't have it. That was the life-changing day when I walked out of the university hospital refusing the doctor's treatment of a liver transplant. That day was when the head doctor said I was delirious because I wasn't thinking right. And if I did not do what they said and get the transplant, I was surely going to die. Yes, my body was very toxic. It suffered from many burdens. The viral load blood test showed up over 12 million hepatitis C viral load in my liver. This viral infestation destroyed my hepatic cells, which created extensive scar tissue. The core sample of my liver they took, which they call a liver biopsy, and the lab report from it revealed over 96% cirrhosis. Should I even mention the obvious that my immune response from the extensive hepatitis C viral load was at its lowest point? My liver was shot. The doctors told me I had less than 6 months to live. This was my wake-up call. After refusing their treatment, I was determined to reverse this dreadful conditions and soon realized I had to change all my habits, my lifestyle, and even limit my social activities to a bare minimum. Yes, this is where the rubber met the road, and I was determined to become I was determined not to become another statistic. My lifestyle and routine that followed was focused on healing my liver, a dramatic change from what it was before. And yes, I did fully and completely recover in 1994, all proven by lab tests and MRI and documented in my best-selling book, Hepatitis C Cured, published in over 6 languages. Sometimes we achieve the best outcome when the worst things happen to us. Just like today, when many of my patients who had a life-threatening disease like cancer were sent home to die, they decided to become a master survivor and work with Dr. Johnny and live. Most of them had too many toxins that we're all exposed to, and dreadful substances like glyphosate, which is everywhere. Like me, they also had a wake-up call. While teaching them about natural recovery, soon the delirious attitude took hold. They were beginning to think, maybe if I change my life and my habits like Dr. Johnny, I don't have to die either. What a novel revelation. Today, compared to my dad's time, there are no practical solutions anymore in medicine or health. Today, doctors are just legal organ grabbers and pill pushers. Many times the side effects of the surgery and medication are far worse than the original problem they claim to fix. Today, it's an established fact that there are more deaths from legal drugs than there are from illegal drugs. Since 2009, drug side effects, misdiagnosis, overdose, and their fatal complications eclipse the number of deaths from automobile accidents. This deadly prescription drug death trend continues to this day, and it's increasing. But in those early days, teaching the Army, Marine, and Navy medics about how to treat tropical diseases on their way to Pacific fighting the Japanese and the Philippines, my dad knew extensively about the liver and taught me about how anger stifles the psychology and liver function. This is not in the books. Later, I found out, getting my PhD in naturopathy and studying traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine from India, that the liver is the seat of anger. It took me a long time to learn that anger is our enemy. This was a big problem for me in those early days when I was growing up. This emotion is so destructive, and it keeps the liver from healing. In those days, I did not understand what my dad meant. I was always in desperation wanting to counter him in our constant debates. I could only point out flaws in his belief system in the American Medical Association. One such statement I made was the American Medical Association was a union that had 40% of its holdings in tobacco companies. Well, that hit a nerve, because Ochsner, his buddy, put the dangers of tobacco use on the national map. I said to my dad, it's just like any other union, Dad. The AMA invests in profit-oriented ventures, and cigarette sales are the biggest business. My dad blasted me for saying anything critical of the AMA, but Big Tobacco was lying from the beginning to make huge profits. But my dad was fair. It was not long before he acknowledged my statement. After all, Ochsner found that the hard road all the way to Washington, D.C., because Big Tobacco and fighting Big Tobacco, but he won. He finally got the Surgeon General to put a warning label on all tobacco products. My dad and I knew all too well how politics stuck its ugly head into the AMA and in the pharmaceutical industry. My dad vowed several times, if this gets worse, I quit medicine. But then that day came, and it was in 1970. When my dad came home and he was stinking mad, he said, now that county medical board has got some Baltimore bureaucrat running things telling me what I'm supposed to do in surgery. He's never had a lick of medicine in school. My dad's like, oh, Bob, calm down. Kind of like Edith Bunker, you know, oh, Archie, you know. My dad says, this jerk bureaucrat's telling me what drugs I'm supposed to prescribe? Hell, I taught pharmacology. I built the county medical board where he works. But he doesn't know his fanny from first base. Now they're raising my malpractice insurance, and I've never been sued. Who's getting all that money? Just a bunch of bureaucrats. All they ever learn is to grab money and tell people what to do. That's all they know. If I can't practice good medicine, I quit. This is not medicine. Johnny's right. It's a racket. And at 62 years old, my dad retired from medicine. My dad never ridiculed me about my decision to refuse the liver transplant and the interferon cocktail because he knew the therapy and protocols I developed broke new ground. When I showed him my lab reports over and over again, and it said no antibodies, including the SGOT and SGPT, you know, the transaminase levels, the liver enzyme levels, I had normal liver enzyme levels. And he never denied that my therapy worked. I said to him that the doctor told me I was always going to have antibodies and that I'd never get rid of the scar tissue or hepatitis. My dad said, oh, bull, he must have gone to LSU. Now, folks, I don't have anything against Louisiana State University, okay? I'm just telling you what my dad said. But why did my dad say that? I found out why. He said there at LSU, in LSU Medical School, I might point out, he said they just get paid to get their degree. They don't have to work for it. In 1997, I took my dad over to Tulane to his 50-year reunion and met all his classmates. Years later, I realized why my dad never liked LSU Medical School. On the net, I researched about Ochsner in those early 40s and his fights with Big Tobacco, AMA, and Big Money. In the newspaper, I found out that they started a smear campaign against Tulane and Ochsner, they being Big Tobacco and the American Medical Association, the AMA. They got nowhere. Tulane was too strong and Ochsner was too good of a surgeon and a teacher, because until you couldn't finish Tulane Medical School until you passed the Ochsner bullpen. That's where you go in there with Ochsner and do a surgery, and everybody in 2-3 levels above are overlooking you. That was the Ochsner bullpen. But, you know, Ochsner had too much credibility. That same time, vested interest in Huey Long, the king of New Orleans and Louisiana, with Big Tobacco and AMA, went to Louisiana State University in New Orleans in those early 40s and donated millions of dollars to start a medical school from scratch to draw students away in hopes of drawing students away from Tulane into a school that was more compliant with the wishes of Big Tobacco and the AMA. And I might tell you that, you know, you paid in the teens, you know, $15,000, $18,000, to, you know, for your Tulane, you know, degree to go to med school. But if you go to LSU med school, it's just $3,000 or $4,000. Oh, yeah. Later, as I mentioned, Ochsner was successful in his campaign to establish nationwide that smoking was bad for your health and finally got that warning label on all tobacco products. All during this time, tobacco companies knew smoking, and particularly nicotine, was addictive and that it would lead to cancer, and they continued to research how to get more nicotine in the cigarettes to make more sales. Growing the profit margin dictated their actions. Customers' health was lower on their list of priorities. I later realized that when the doctors ordered my liver transplant, they too had profit in mind. The doctors that wanted to order my liver transplant got angry when I refused it because she would not get her bonus. to the tune of $450,000. That's what she got right under the table, right into their pocket. In those days, I found out, I researched it. Every liver organ transplant, every liver transplant that head of gastroenterology would do, she'd get $450,000 just mysteriously appear in her bank account. So, after my high school and college years, my father was retired, and when we went through some of the hurricane shelters together, because, you know, Florida's big on hurricanes, you know, they always are coming around. And usually when we're in the hurricane shelters, because we never would flee, we'd always stay. But sometimes they'd say, you know, they'd have an evacuation, you have to go to a shelter. So we'd leave our home and go to the local high school. And always they would announce over the speakers in the high school there, "Is there a doctor in the house? We need you right away." And I yelled out, "My dad's a doctor." My dad got so angry at me, you could fry an egg on his head. He was so angry. He said he's retired from medicine. I said, "But Dad, they need you." Then he pointed his finger right in my face. And he says, "Well then, you have to do and help me and do exactly as I say. You will be my robot. And I'm going to put you to work or else I'm not doing a thing." I said, "I'll do it. I'll do it, Dad. I'll be your robot." So I did. And, you know, we marched off together to help those in need, somebody suffering from shock or heart attack or whatever it is. Some of them didn't make it, of course. I saw my first dead bodies. That was a shocker for me. And he said, "Get to work!" You know, because I've never seen somebody gray and died before and see the life just, you know, flee right out of them, and then they turn gray. And it really, really got me. He said, "Get to work, son. You said you'd be my robot. Get to work." I said, "Yes, sir." So I got right to work, back to work, and didn't worry about my feelings. And he said, but many times I did not understand his reasoning about what to do on things, and I'm sure I questioned him too much. In those days, I never got angry with him. I mean, afterwards I never got angry much, but before I didn't understand what he was saying, and he didn't want to tell me, and then I'd get angry, and I'd get really angry with him, and sometimes I lost my temper, but he always stopped me dead in my tracks. When my dad said very softly, he said, "Johnny, it's your liver. All that anger is from your sick liver." And buddy, that cooled me down real quick. Shortly after that, I was constantly going back to the library and researching more and more about the physiology of the liver and cross-reference what he said. Finally, it became obvious, and I said to my dad, "Hey, if you get rid of every last virus, your immunity response will not make any more antibodies, Dad, because there are no viruses left to fight in the body, so it doesn't make any more antibodies." He said, "That's right, son." "But, Dad, the doctors say I always have antibodies and cirrhosis. Gosh, they tell me." "They don't tell you the truth, because if they started healing people, they'd put themselves out of business." And my dad then said, he said, "That's why I quit. It's not health care anymore. It's sick care. The bureaucrats took over. Now it's all about money." He was right. And growing up, I did not appreciate him as much as I appreciate him today. I did not really see why in those early days, why he and I fight all the time. But getting angry and losing my temper so much was probably why I had so much trouble with hepatitis in my liver. But over the years, it was the constant bickering and researching and what my dad said, and with my analytical mindset, I found the solutions for complete liver recovery. Later in 2006, I went back to the Ocean Hyperbaric oxygen clinic in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and saw Dr. Neubauer, because early on I thought hyperbaric oxygen would work. Well, that didn't work either. But he had all my records, so, I was heading up A1A from Miami and coming into Fort Lauderdale. I said, shoot, I might as well go by and see Dr. Neubauer. They've got all my records. Maybe I'll get a new test. This was from 1994 when I first went there. I was so sick, and the top hepatologist working there, when I went back in 2006, he could not believe my recovery. He had all my records, and, mainstream medicine says you'll never get rid of cirrhosis or hepatitis. They couldn't believe it. Dr. Neubauer said, whoa, what happened? Did you run into a genie or find a magic lamp and get the genie granted your three wishes of getting well and being healthy and being young again? What happened, Johnny? Well, they gave me a thorough examination, including an MRI, and declared I had a healthy liver of a 20-year-old. I was 53 years old at the time. They could not believe it. For the past 40 years, I've studied and researched about good liver health. In the last 20 years, I developed the Master Survivor Program to help others get over all diseases, including addiction. So when I started helping people get well, my dad said there were more lazy people out there than fighters, so get used to it. It was certainly true when I started my hepatitis support group in 1995. But there were a few that worked just as hard as I did, and guess what? They got over hepatitis too. They all learned to be a master survivor, and they survived. If you're suffering and you made that same decision to become a master survivor, then you will have your mind and your body under your control, and you will get well too. You will survive. It's all about becoming a master survivor. More than ever, it's time for everyone to become a master survivor. I learned early on that survival was the most important goal in life above anything else. And that's a wake-up call right now, folks. They're pushing this. Oh, there's going to be, this winter, there's going to be three viruses, a triple pandemic. They're pushing that right now. Is that complete BS or what? That's more caca than a whole roll of toilet paper can mop up. They're pushing that right now, and the sad thing, 30% of the population are going to believe it's true, that there's going to be a triple virus coming, three different viruses. If one doesn't get you, the other one will. You better get that vaccine. They're pushing that for the winter months coming. Oh, yeah, you mark my words. The triple virus is coming, the new pandemic. They're all going to be talking about it. So I learned early on that survival was the most important goal in life above all else. It seems like such a simple concept, doesn't it? But look at all the people that took the jab and they're dying. But look at how many people kept dying, and so many people of different causes that Dr. Johnny thinks are unnecessary and could always be avoided, like smoking or taking the vaccine. If you're smoking, why don't you quit and don't get the vaccine? If they were a master survivor, they would see through the lies and never have gotten the vaccine to begin with. I will repeat, I learned early on that survival was the most important goal. America needs the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University more than ever. It's time to make a simple decision and make survival the most important goal in your life, and learn about all the constraints that have been put in place to destroy our lives. Early on my radio show, I revealed a startling statistic that came directly from a contact, like I've told you in the past, from an insurance agency. She worked for Mutual of Omaha and others. Now she works for New York Life. I don't know her exact salary, but I know she's paid over $200,000 annually because she's one of the best actuaries in the business. To her, crunching numbers And figuring probability is so easy. All the casinos in Vegas know exactly who she is, and naturally, she's not allowed to play. She told me that the third leading cause of death in 2020 to 2022 was the hospital. And she also told me that if someone has had the COVID vaccination and they die, that the insurance company will not pay their life insurance benefits and classify their death as a suicide, because all COVID vaccines are classified under EUA, or Experimental Use Authorization. And that is why it's patented as a bioweapon from the Defense Department. She told me the inside scoop behind the scenes that the big insurance executive are pro-COVID and pro-vaccine, because they get all those insurance premiums, but they rarely have to honor or pay on a life insurance claim if the deceased was vaccinated. She told me, to her, it's just numbers. She said they created a money machine, and as long as they pay her high six-figure salary, she will continue to crunch their numbers. With the Master Survivor Program, you will never be a number. You will find a more natural healing method, using food as our medicine and medicine as our food. You will never be a statistic. Now, folks, don't you think it's time to be a Master Survivor and not be a victim as a number in an actuary chart? Dr. Johnny will not be a number or a statistic and not be counted that way. By becoming a Master Survivor, you sail far above this misery level where most people live. But sadly, they think that misery level is normal. Being a Master Survivor, you will find out that you are so much more than a data point in an archive. It's time to be invincible. There are three things that separate the Master Survivor Program from all other health plans that makes it the number one health natural modality in the world. These three things that make Dr. Johnny's protocols the pinnacle of natural wellness is: number one, no drugs. Number two, no surgery. And number three, no one has to suffer. To fully appreciate and understand what I said, we have to step back and take a hard look at what that means. Most of us are told there exists only two people in this world, the haves and the have-nots. But what if I were to tell you that's completely wrong? If you're hearing this for the first time right now and decide to become a Master Survivor, just know that you will soon learn that you are a superhuman organism. You are so much more than you ever imagined, and exponentially more than what they taught you in school. Believe me, they gave everybody the short end of the stick. What most people don't know is that every one of us has an unlimited potential, and many of us have yet to fully realize who we truly are, that we are superhuman organisms. Stunning research today is revealing that most of you, we really are not human. Most of us, most everyone, is not really human at all. What really makes us up, the majority of our genetic expression comes from the mass of living microorganisms inside our bodies, weighing over 5 to 8 pounds in most individual population. These numbers far outnumber the stars in Milky Way or the grains of sand on the ocean. Now, folks, they said that we had 97% junk DNA. That's been the biggest bull scam they pulled over the market until they did the Human Genome Project and the Human Microbiome Project. They realize now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that 97% is an active part. It's what keeps us alive, and it's not human at all. This is the fact that scientists are finally having to face, and it's been validated with the new findings of the Human Genome Project that later became the research in the Microbiome Project, the Human Microbiome Project. I knew about much of this back in the 1980s when I was running Davenport Laboratories in North Dallas. However, what happened in 1992, it was my life, you know, having 6 months live, was a dramatic change. My life changed dramatically because I was literally at death's door when the doctor said I only had 6 months to live. A new mode of seriousness consumed my being. Remembering what I learned in the lab and gleaned from my medical doctor customers, I did not choose the suggested conventional treatment of drugs and liver transplant therapy they wrote up in my treatment plan. I refused. My lifestyle routine that followed was focused on healing my liver, a dramatic change of what it was before. And yes, I did fully recover, like I said, in 1994, all proven by lab tests and MRI. Sometimes we achieve our best outcome when the worst things happen to us. Just like today with many of my patients who had cancer and they were sent home to die. But they decided to become a master survivor and work with Dr. Johnny and live. Most of them had too many toxins that we are all exposed to, like glyphosate. They also had a wake-up call. While teaching them about natural recovery, soon the delirious attitude took hold. They were beginning to think, hey, maybe if I change my life and my habits like Dr. Johnny, I don't have to die either. Many of the therapies that I learned from the ancient Greek medicine that I use in the lab in the 1980s, because our food healing plans are part of the recovery protocols. I knew that those therapies improved the gut flora to be beneficial. Today, I'm discovering from the latest research of the Human Microbiome Project that these therapies I used to heal and did, in fact, enhance my microbiome to help me heal, and those also help my patients recover as well. Recently, I found out new discoveries of the Human Microbiome Project, and I was working on will empirically improve and validate the success of all my therapies. The therapy and maintenance program that I have for my patients today is a culmination of over 40 years of combined and compiled research. My methodology uses food items deducted from the patient's chemistry and the unique cellular mineral levels that are revealed by their hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA. I also incorporated ancient Greek therapies like the liver cleanse. These cornerstone foundations of juice fasting provided the base of what Hippocrates said was the key to good health. Homeostasis, or balance, was the capstone of my healing pyramid. This rebuilding and restoring balance of the microbiome, our foundation, and from the HTMA, we get the right foods and biochemistry of the cells. I incorporated it with the ancient Greek therapies of healing and food preparation. Assembling the program all together, I filled in the missing modalities needed for total recovery. Most of the ancient wisdom from Greece is today's greatest health secret. They were so innovative in their healing efforts and made many breakthroughs, but they did not know the chemistry. They did not have the analysis laboratory. By harnessing the combination of my unique recovery with the insights of the Human Microbiome Project discoveries, laboratory science, and ancient Greek healing therapies all together in a new methodology, I brought about a renaissance of wellness modalities that's never been realized. I was formulating knowledge that's never been discovered before. And now people can see it in the Master Survivor University, and they can use that. But back in those days, death looking me right in the eye inspired me to charge forward and choose life and apply the golden ratio to my recovery and my healing program for my patients. For them, becoming a master survivor was not venturing out into the unknown. Oh, no, it's not a practice. My patients have a roadmap for total wellness where I am using laboratory reports to show exactly where they are and where they are going. Experiencing my unique golden ratio healing system, many of them were surprised with the dramatic improvement and expressed to me that this is all magic. But during those eureka moments of hearing the joy of my patients, realizing they have a new lease on life, I told them this is not magic at all. This is science. This is the same golden ratio the Greeks used for their architecture when building temples and the Renaissance masters used when they're applying colored oil to canvas. This golden ratio advanced my recovery protocol to a whole new level. What I have found in accomplished healing, no one has ever known, used, or teaches anywhere on earth or throughout the annals of time. It has never existed until now. My work is truly beyond PhD. Death looking me in the eye was my greatest gift. The ridicule from the doctors, family, and friends saying I was delirious and going to die drove me on, because I knew they were all wrong. Over the decades, I've helped so many others heal, and after they were told by everyone else they were going to die, my response to them, if you decide to become a master survivor, you will live, and I will guide you using laboratory tests showing your exact chemistry every step of the way. This was my calling. Master Survivor Program manuscript could easily be my next bestseller. However, it's only reserved for my master's students in the university. And once they get their degree, they can use it as a lifetime wellness guide. The master's students will then use any learning from my methodology in their practice, where they can apply the golden ratio to every phase of recovery for their patients, from the aggressive therapy protocols to the maintenance easy daily procedure, the visual roadmap, graphics, quick reference guides, the new nomenclature, the schedules of diet, cleansing, and exercise, all give an accurate representation that takes place at each stage of healing every step of the way, all validated by modern laboratory science. The future is brighter than ever, because now the individual has unlimited potential to not only gain perfect health with the Master Survivor Program, but now with the Master Survivor University, you can acquire all the credentials and knowledge needed to help anyone become exponentially more than they've ever imagined, a superhuman organism. Many people in our world have forgotten how wonderful this gift of life really is. Becoming a Master Survivor, you will take your first step into a new and better world. All the tools are now available in order to heal or teach others to become a superhuman organism, no matter what illness they all may have. Everyone said I was going to die, but they were all wrong. I chose to live and help anyone become a master survivor. Today, I work with 5 world-class laboratories, and I exchange research and provide the HTMA work directly with their findings of the Human Microbiome Project that was launched by the National Institutes of Health. We develop protocols to fully balance the digestive tract and patients heal their leaky gut or remove candida and irritable bowel disease in less than 6 months. All this new research improved and verified and upgraded the Master Survivor Program. And so much so that the Master Survivor University was born, where students can get a complete training on the world's most comprehensive natural healing modality. And you know about the apprentice, that's the entry track where they learn about how to heal themselves. They are the patient in that first year of study. They learn from the HCMA and how to heal themselves. And then later, once they graduate from that, they go into the master's program, and they will be an expert in applying and learning the Master Survivor program and help their patients with a new practice and fully and help them to fully recover. Once they pass their final exam, they are now earn their diploma, and they become a Master Survivor programmer and proudly use the MSP initials after their name. As they seek the pinnacle of natural health, they can go on with Dr. Johnny's approval and do the doctorate track. And there they will learn the golden ratio methodology, helping new patients heal and improving the messenger RNA and the genetic expression to unlock the greater understanding of the human microbiome. They are required to author the doctoral reference book that will be used in the Master Survivor University, where they have to break new ground and show something new to contribute to the Master Survivor University. Once all their work is completed, then they have the diploma and they are a Master Survivor doctor and proudly use MSD initials after their name. Right now and going forward, the individual has unlimited potential to not only gain perfect health, but acquire all the credentials and knowledge needed to help anyone become exponentially more than you've ever imagined. Becoming a Master Survivor unlocks everyone's hidden potential. By becoming a Master Survivor doctor, you will deliver what people need. Many people in our world have forgotten how wonderful this gift of life really is. All the tools are now available in order to help anyone heal and to teach others to become a superhuman organism. The Master Survivor, no matter what illness they may have, they can become a Master Survivor. Everyone said I was going to die, but they're all wrong because I choose to live and the best decision I ever made. Now I help everyone and anyone become a Master Survivor. And I'll bring some political updates after these messages.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyper thinker. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm Dr. Johnny. If you ever want to send me a note, just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the contact tab or the consultation tab and just send me a note. There's a little form there, and just send me a note. If you want to know more about the Master Survivor program, the Master Survivor University, or hear any back shows that you missed on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD show, you can go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, and you'll see your three choices there. It's real easy. And I'd like to hear from you if you ever want to or are interested in what I'm doing. So I'm going to go into what's going on in the world, and just want you to know that this is really interesting, because the former United States Marine Corps Commandant and White Hat Commander, General David H. Berger, has accepted a new post as President Donald Trump's civilian liaison to the White Hats. The vulnerable general had served the nation since 1981, when, as a young infantry officer, he rewrote the book on ambush tactics the Marines had used since Vietnam. Although senior officers at the time were skeptical of his revised playbook, his tactics proved instrumental in saving Marine lives later in Iraq and Afghanistan. Berger commanded the 3rd Battalion, 8th Marines from 2002 to 2004, deploying the battalion first to Okinawa and later to Haiti in support of Operation Secure Tomorrow, among many meritorious commands. On March 26, 2019, President Donald Trump nominated him to succeed General Robert B. Mueller to become the 38th Commander of the United States Marine Corps. And in the aftermath of the stolen 2020 election, General Berger vowed to help Trump dismantle the criminal Biden regime and purge the beltway of swamp creatures. He led battles against innumerable enemies, foreign and domestic. He stepped down as White Hat commander shortly before he faced a harrowing ordeal at the hands of CIA kidnappers following his rescue by violent Marines. The general spent time recovering from a brutal beating that left him with a broken kneecap and other significant wounds. He officially retired from the Marine Corps in July 10, 2023. His career as a decorated officer is the stuff of legends. My Mar-a-Lago source told me that if any Marine deserves a comfortable retirement, it's General Berger. Before resigning, however, he told President Trump he couldn't, in good conscience, leave the battlefield while deep staters run amok in our country, corroding everything they touched, and implored the president to enlist him as a personal liaison to General Smith's office. My sources at Mar-a-Lago and General Smith's office gave me a glimpse into some of the insight of the Trump-Berger conversation and what Berger's duties might entail. Trump initially opposed the idea, but only because he felt General Berger had done his time. He'd done plenty. He earned his battle scars and ought to just enjoy his retirement and live in peace. But General Berger countered, saying with a convincing argument that his expertise would be invaluable, even as a civilian advisor, and Trump agreed. General Smith's adjunct gave more context, where he said General Berger will not be involved in planning any White Hat operations, but he could make the say that, you know, General Smith's plans like a little more understandable for the non-military ears. Once General Smith told him what was going on, he could tell Trump and the team what's going on. But now that Trump is not that Trump is dumb about military operations, but he spent years advising generals and admirals himself. But General Berger and Smith have routine contact, and General Berger will also be advising Trump on how to better fortify his property in Mar-a-Lago and wherever he goes against deep state attack. Both sources are saying that General Berger will alternate his time between Trump's Mar-a-Lago Command Center at Bedminster, New Jersey estate, as well as flights on Trump's Trump Force One and Mar-a-Lago in case something hits the fan and Trump's airborne. Even off the battlefield, General Berger will still be a critical player in the war against the deep state. And Dr. Johnny is here to tell you this is great news to have Trump and have Berger at Trump's side all the time, because Trump can trust Berger. And this mop-up operation that's going on right now behind the scenes is getting messy. Case in point, the White Hats are on the hunt for all criminal doctors. The next time you need an annual physical, you may have to schedule an appointment with a receptionist at Guantanamo Bay. There are approximately 1 million practicing physicians in the United States, and the United States Navy Judge Advocate General Corps is holding sealed indictments right now on 19,000 of them. General physicians, specialists, surgeons, emergency room, urgent care staff. My JAG source familiar with the indictments revealed that the indicted doctors took part in unethical and unlawful partnership with CDC, the National Institutes of Health, during the COVID pandemic. The CDC and NIH incentivized the offending physicians to coerce patients to get vaxxed, even if the patients remonstrated against the potential lethal jab. They were there to convince them to get the jab, that that was the best thing to do. Health professionals were encouraged to do everything short of physically striking the patient to win their compliance to get that jab. Tactics included berating the elderly and telling pregnant women that unvaccinated mothers-to-be were jeopardizing the lives of their unborn children. The CDC and NIH also encouraged physicians to threaten to divorce patients unwilling to get vaxxed and to tell patients their names would be added to a refused vaccination blacklist. Many patients were denied life-saving treatments and medications because they wouldn't get the vax. Physicians were told they had a medical responsibility to participate lest they appear on a different list, naming them as pariahs in the medical community. My source said that JAG learned from the list of unnamed CDC official currently detained at Camp Bloss in Guam. He could remotely access a list of doctors that coerced and not went along with the scandemic, and he had names of both practices and the dates of the ones that helped push the vaccine and ones that helped not. So that gave JAG the ones to really go after. I can say that we questioned and later arrested 5 doctors on that list, and they confessed on taking CDC instructions. 5 of 5 random docs on different parts of the country are guilty, then tells us the list is very accurate, my source said. He added the current list is not all-inclusive. He claims or says he believes the CDC has other lists he couldn't access at this point, but they know for sure they're going to get them. He says they have upwards of hundreds of thousands of doctors and nurses' names on those lists that cooperated with the CDC. Hopefully future CDC arrests will lead us to all those lists of really, who's on the list and who's not. It's easier now. What they got now is the people that didn't cooperate with the CDC. Those lists are very easy to find. So they know who the white hats are in the doctors and the health practice community, because they got those lists from the CDC because they wouldn't cooperate with pushing the jab. So they're not going to be arrested. So this is a great thing. In the meantime, he added, JAG authored preliminary indictments on over 19,000. However, due to the overwhelming number of outstanding indictments in JAG's hands, there is no fixed schedule of when the 19,000 will face justice. And that's what they're doing right now. When I said the mop-up operation, that's what's going on. We're working faster than one might think. But there's a hell of a lot of people out there that need to be put in jail or hung, my source from General Smith's office says. You also might be pleased to know that the White Hats have control of some HAARP weather modification technology. Case in point, the Pfizer headquarters on July 19th in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, was destroyed by a tornado directly hit where 50,000 pallets of medicines and vaccines were destroyed by a tornado. Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, yeah. See, they don't have the exact technology to start a tornado, but whenever the deep state starts a tornado, the White Hats and the Space Force can redirect that tornado to hit a deep state target. So, if they start another tornado or hurricane, then the White Hats can steer it in the right direction. You also might be pleased to know that the reality is that we have fraudulent medical system and a fake government. Well, when is that news to anybody? They're all actors, said actor Todd Collider, who joins Seth Hull House of Man in America after having examined the oaths of office of all Biden appointees and finding that they're all botched. He said the consequences of this is that every act that they did is void, and if it never happened, are there any acts by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin that you would like to see voided, such as vaccine mandates for military members or illegal wars approved by Congress? How about Attorney General Merrick Garland? Is there anything he's done that you would like to see voided? Todd filed a quo warrant writ with the U.S. Attorney of Washington, D.C. to challenge them to prove these bureaucrats right to hold a public office. He's put them into a legal challenge. Todd's legal team originally stumbled upon this phenomena when litigating against local school board officials in Colorado for their malfeasance during the COVID hoax. That's when they discovered that about half of these officials do not have oaths of office that are valid. Under U.S. Code 5331, presidential appointees are required to sign an oath of office in addition to an affidavit, U.S. Code 3332, that swears that they did not bribe anyone to obtain the post, nor did they sell their office. These documents must be notarized, and all the ones serving right now don't have that. When the Freedom of Information Act, you know, oath of office, and brought all those records from the Biden regime's Secretary of Defense, they were stonewalled. Only 9 months later did they receive a defective one. They finally got the information, and it showed that they don't have a legal oath of office. As the Freedom of Information Act requests of our other Biden appointees begun to arrive from the Departments of Treasury and Transportation, they were all told that requested oaths of office could not be found. In many cases, the departments didn't even answer them. They don't have them. They never did them. In the case of Pete Buttigieg, they received a letter from the Department of Transportation saying he didn't have a copy of his oath of office, but they included a YouTube link to a video of him swearing his oath. Well, the Department of Treasury similarly responded that they have no written oath of office for Janet Yellen either. Of the ones that did receive, they're lacking appointment dates or they're not notarized, making them all void. If they were signed, which is the case of Merrick Garland's oath of office, Todd says there's no notary stamp, there's no expiration date of his commission, there's no appointment date, which tells him that U.S. Attorney General is not officially doing his job. Todd says it's statistically impossible for all of them to be defective, and yet it is so. What does that tell you about our government that's running our country right now? Todd believes they receive legal counsel to not sign those documents. If you were prosecuting someone for treason, there are elements to that crime that you would have to prove. And one of those is the person you're prosecuting has a duty. How does that demonstrate the duty if they don't have any record of it? That's what the oath is about. They are affirming their duty. They're recognizing it, saying, yes, I agreed to do it. Here's my signature. Here's the notary to prove it's my signature and it's my affidavit. With this deficiency and without it all being effective, I think they actually have a defense. They think they actually have a defense of whether to conduct their conduct is treasonous. They think because they never took the office and the oath, you know, never officially took the office, that they cannot be tried for treason. But I have news for them. They can. Todd's law partner, Ken Ferguson, says this now becomes an either-or equation. Either this is treason or it's impersonating a federal official. In the case of Merrick Garland, he's impersonating a law enforcement official, which is a crime. So Todd's Tro Quon Warranto is petitioning the Department of Justice to terminate all these appointees, to void all their official actions, and to restore the previous office holders whose oaths are in order until competent replacements can lawfully be appointed. And I might add, those are Trump's appointees. If these appointees don't fully execute the oath of office, then they're not serving the American people. And the question becomes that they and the hundreds, if not thousands, they were appointed underneath them, who are they serving? This is especially pertinent as we see the World Health Organization's international health regulation amendments are usurping control of their public health. If they're not lawfully, we shouldn't be following their regulations. So it's a fake government, folks, all of it. That's why the WHO, the World Health Organization, thinks they can just step in there and then tell us what to do, because Biden and all his team and appointees aren't legally at their posts. They haven't signed an oath that's notarized. If they sign it, none of them are notarized. So, yeah, like, this is a house of cards. However, across the pond, the big NATO meeting in Lithuania last week marked the real end of World War II and the final defeat of the Nazis, according to British MI6, Russian FSB, and Mossad sources. This means the Khazarian Mafia, also known as the Serbian Frankist Jews, have been defeated in their plan to kill 90% of humanity. However, the Khazarian Mafia faction that holds to turn this planet into a giant animal farm ruled by a good shepherd remains to be defeated. As the saying goes, the sheep spends its time in fear of the wolf, but it is the shepherd who kills him. This means that when the genocide has been cut off, the battle against digital slavery continues. From a bloodline perspective, this battle has been the British faction headed by Queen Elizabeth II and the German Nazi faction related to Adolf Hitler. Hitler's relatives included German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Hillary Clinton, Rockefeller, Barack Obama. As the official end of World War II in 1945, we have to thank the Russians. Their total victory over the Nazi regime in the Ukraine ended centuries-old plan of Khazarian Mafia rule to restore the ancient satanic kingdom of Khazaria and rule the world from there. People in the West know this too. The Twitter poll of British politician David Curtin showed 77.5% of voters would prefer to be led by Vladimir Putin. Note that Biden can't even get 5%. But somehow, 80 million votes in 2020 happened? I don't think so. Next, take a look at what's going on with Vladimir Zelensky. He's being publicly shunned by the head of NATO and other NATO leaders. This makes Zelensky a dead man walking. And we see from the interview, you know, I watched it, that Zelensky himself now sounds like a defeated head coach at the end of a football season. And he gave us huge support. And we want to thank all Americans who understand the defeat prompted the U.S. State Department spokesman to say, "We believe that the war has been strategic failure for Ukraine." Reporter, "Do you mean the strategic failure for Russia?" Spokesman said, "I'm sorry, excuse me, a strategic failure for Ukraine." Thank you for the correction. Even Marzara, the fascist P3 Freemasons, admits the NATO summit was the beginning of the end of the Western unity of the Ukrainian conflict. Fortunately for Russia, China, and the rest of the world, including Europe and probably Ukraine as well, this endeavor is unequivocally falling and failing. No matter what the NATO says, it will fail. There's no way to reverse the process, says Foreign Minister Alexander Grushenko. The U.S. military agrees Zelensky is in this extraordinary, desperate situation. He's disintegrating. His forces are in the ruins. Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed for nothing. There's no leadership in the White House. We're in the hands of a man who's not entirely mentally stable. And increasingly, we're becoming a third world country. Someone needs to get this fixed. Obviously, we know the man at the top needs to go away. Most of these people, they need to be held accountable, says Douglas McGregor, who's a colonel and de facto leader of the U.S. military White Hats. But Donald Trump, he's got a pause on the government and the world right now. We'll see, because this mop-up operation is ongoing. We got to get those doctors that have committed crimes. We got to get all the people involved. It's a lot more than we anticipated. And more importantly, just like Nuremberg war crime trials following the first Nazi defeat of World War II, the new war crime trials are inevitable. Remember, the Russian government has presented exhaustive evidence at the United Nations over the past 18 months, proving the U.S. funded biological weapons production at laboratories in Ukraine. In particular, the Russian military has accused Joe Biden, or rather his Rockefeller Nazi puppet masters, of orchestrating bioweapons production through his Ukraine-based bio lab company, Metabiota. As a condition for peace, Russia is demanding and is now about to get a UN Security Council investigation of crimes against humanity via violations of the Biological Weapons Treaty. This is punishable by death. In case you didn't connect the dots, Russian military action against Ukraine put an end to the release of new variants of COVID-19. You can watch Russian General Igor Kirillov brief the public on the U.S. Biological Warfare Network with Hunter Biden's Metabiota. Evidence is also being presented in the West. A systematic review of 325 autopsies showing COVID-19 vaccination calls are significantly contributing to 74% of deaths was removed without good reason from the Lancet preprint server within 24 hours, adding to an increasing number of censored studies on the potential harms of the COVID-19 vaccine. Anybody that has a sudden death these days, folks, if they say they hadn't got vaccinated, well, they probably did. It's probably from the COVID. And, you know, nobody gets cancer and dies within a couple of months or 6 months. Nobody. These clumsy cover-up attempts have been failing, even as magazines like Science now admit the evidence of vaccine damage is too great. Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. addressed the elephant in the room when he tweeted, "The U.S. and other governments are developing ethnically targeted bioweapons." In 2021 study of COVID-19 virus shows it appears to disproportionately affect certain races. The Fear and Cleave Dawkins site, also most compatible with blacks and Caucasians. That's who they're trying to wipe out, is the blacks and the Caucasians, people. It seems like it's least compatible with ethnic Chinese, Finns, and Azerbaijani Jews. In that sense, it serves as a kind of proof of concept for ethnically targeted bioweapons, this ethnic cleansing. So blacks and whites, listen up. Don't get that vaccine because you're going to die. You'll get the death shot. This confirms the Khazaria Mafia Neocons Project for a New American Century report calling ethnic-specific bioweapons a useful political tool, quote-unquote. Quote, a useful political tool to eliminate the blacks and eliminate the whites, these Germanic-based whites. This is the main reason why the Khazaria Mafia is going to be taken down hard. The Khazaria Mafia, with nowhere left to hide, have tried a coup d'etat in Israel and an attempt to turn that country into a modern-day Masada, where they plan to fight to the bitter end. This prompted a schism with the non-satanic Jews. Even the New York Times posted an editorial by Thomas Friedman saying, when the interests and values of a U.S. government and an Israeli government diverge this much, a reassessment of relations is inevitable. Oh my gosh, they're going, oh my God, they're reading the writing on the walls. More importantly would be the Israeli God King Netanyahu collapse for his attempted seizure of power. Literally, he's in the hospital recovering from another heat stroke. Some of the articles say heat stroke, another article saying a heart attack. Anyway, there are two different stories on that, so you know he's been taken down. The BB story, the Netanyahu story, is not was portrayed to be in the mainstream media. He had a stroke and is currently out of public view. The extent of the damage is not known. What is being shown is CGIs and doubles. Meanwhile, Israeli protesters blocked highways and converged on Tel Aviv airport Tuesday, stamping up resistance to a high-right government judicial overhaul package opponents say threatens the democracy. Regime change in Israel is looking inevitable. Similar things are happening in Europe. In Germany, the strongly supported far-right Alternative for Germany, AfD, is making the controlled dissolution of the EU or the European Union one of its key targets for the upcoming European elections. It's also calling to dissolve European Union Monetary Union and restore the Deutschmark. Both Austria and Hungary are also in support of such moves. In other words, the situation in Central Europe is moving back to the way it was before World War I, with strong German and Austro-Hungarian allies in control. They're the ones that think logically. In France, meanwhile, former head of France counterintelligence agency Pierre Brochon warns of the looming threat of civil war. If we do nothing or if we do little, we are going to head either way toward a progressive implosion of the social trust in France, towards confrontations that will make France a country where one will not be able to live at all. They're rising everywhere. In everyone's eyes, we are now in the sick man of the continent, he says, the Security Council at G7 and the G20. So the situation has reached a boiling point. 74% of French people now think there are too many immigrants in their country. And 62% want France to disobey EU treaties and the EU law stop immigration. British vectors, meanwhile, propose keeping NATO military contractors happy and a plan to turn Germany into a key logistical hub for 300,000-man army. They promised to spread gravy with increased production of ammunition and heavy weapons. In their plan, Germany, Great Britain, and Canada will protect Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. You know, they're following the deep state narrative. The Polish government, for its part, is having wet dreams over a revived Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. Another big prize will be rebuilding of Ukraine, defeat of Zelensky, and signed contracts over the vast stretches of Ukraine to some of the most fertile farmland. Two, the world superpower, BlackRock. Now that his faction is lost, a lot of these contracts will be null and void. British hope to cash in instead and use the money to buy friends in Central Europe. It's all being shuffled right now. They got to make their mind up. Either follow the deep state or go independent like Germany, Austria, and Hungary. Meanwhile, back in the U.S., the government is visibly falling apart. One sign is increasingly erratic behavior from current leaders. First, we have the fake mask Biden. He's just fumbling around, sniffling around everywhere, and now he's fondling Finnish girls. He's just out of control. The so-called Vice President Kamala Harris, who's a mask-wearing actor. We invest clean energy and electric vehicles. She says we got to have all electric and reduce the population. And more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. Oh, come on. They have good reason to be mentally unstable. The writing's on the wall. FBI Director Christopher Wray confirmed Joe Biden is under criminal investigation for Ukrainian bribes. The deep state's going to throw him under the bus before trying to backpedal and realizing everything. Next, we'll see Wray squirm, you know, as he faces all these subcommittees in the House like we did this past week. And speaking about protecting the Bidens, the Department of Justice removed the international sex trafficking of minors as an area of concern, just as the anti-trafficking film Sounds of Freedom dominates the box office. So they removed international sex trafficking of minors, and what's his name in California, the governor, there, they removed sex trafficking and child trafficking as a crime. It's not a crime in California now. You know, I can't remember the governor's name, but the actors there, the clone playing the governor. We also see author named Mike Rothschild on CNN saying the film of Sound of Freedom has created a moral panic, he says, of QAnon conspiracy. These criminals are so desperate for access, and they just, you know, for to the children, to torture and to harvest the adrenochrome, that they're now going after vaccine-damaged autistic children, according to the Polish intelligence sources. They say Dutch doctors have found a cure for autism. It's euthanasia. Yeah. Yeah. They just remove them. And then the autistic kids, the adrenochrome is drawn right out of them. They take them away from the parents, say they're going to put them to death because there's no reason for them to live, and then just take them right to the laboratories and withdraw their adrenochrome. How many more satanic rituals will the Khazari Mafia throw in the people's faces before they're arrested, tried, and executed? Justice is moving forward, though. For example, last week, Florida Attorney General has called on Mark Zuckerberg Rockefeller to testify before the Human Trafficking Council in Tallahassee. The other thing that's happening is a complex and complete collapse of the social order of the United States. The latest example is Washington, D.C. Council voted on July 11th to pass an emergency public safety bill granting judges and law enforcement officials more power. They're trying to take their bureaucratic power and make you a slave. This was a response to homicides, sexual abuse, robberies, violent crime, and theft and arson going up 17, 35, 52, 33, 117, and 300% respectively during this past year from an already record high, according to the Metropolitan Police Department of Washington, D.C. It's now up crime of theft, murders, sexual abuse, and robberies. It's over 300%. The crime wave is now restricted to mainly not just black areas or low-income neighborhoods, but all over Washington, D.C., no matter where you go. White Washington State, for example, homicides are up 96% at an all-time high compared to 2019. Imagine that. Most of Washington State, I mean, there's some blacks there, but most of it is whites. But their homicides are up 96% compared to 2019. This is only going to get worse as recent hike in interest rates pushes more and more Americans into financial desperation. One example is probably the worst period of auto insurers has been in 30 years at least, said Neil Aldridge, Chief Executive of the industry body of National Association of Mutual Insurance Companies. He says, worst period for auto insurers. Auto insurance keeps going up. This sort of trend is reflecting the ride across the country and sectors in the economy is why cash-strapped Americans and panic-searching, you know, pawn shops, you know, that's where they shop now is pawn shops to get a deal. The searching trend spiked to a record high at the start of July. Economic collapse or notwithstanding, Missouri Mafia still does not plan to go quietly in the night. They're pushing to remain in control with digital censorship with their central bank digital currencies and totalitarian justified by climate change. This digital dictatorship push started with an attack on Twitter. The brief window of freedom of press seen there is being shut down with people like Jewish liberation fighter Henry Mackall and Catholic freedom fighter Archbishop Carlo Vinigo having their accounts shut. An insider told Rumor Mill Newsroom that oligos have been put in place, you know, algorithms. They are deleting posts, deleting accounts, and keeping track of how many posts per account, etc. These accounts are now stifled. Twitter won't last much longer. In the European Union, meanwhile, Digital Services Act becomes law August 25th. The usual lingo is that it's keeping you safe in larger platforms, but it's simply about allowing Brussels to police the so-called hate speech and disinformation even more. The crackdown on digital truth is coinciding with a worldwide push for programmable central bank digital currencies. According to Polis Intelligence, the World Economic Forum is telling governments to brace for billions of social credit prisoners as spy laws are passed around the world. The World Economic Forum has quietly gained backdoor access to billions of mobile phones in a plot to create blacklists of users who hold particularly incorrect views and use wrong words, according to a person familiar with World Economic Forum. These blacklists of the so-called regrettables will be used to assign people a social credit score ahead of the official introduction of the social credit system, the central bank digital currencies, in the next few years. So many people posted that I don't know, and I don't answer them, nor do I accept, you know, I get this one, it said perfectly, you know, you need to change your Facebook posts, and said from, you know, operations@facebook.com. I mean, it looked authentic, but I wouldn't answer it. You know, you need to change your password. But I didn't answer the post. I didn't answer the email. I didn't answer the text. But I went into Facebook on my own and just changed my password anyway. But then I still received these requests to change my password. You better do it now. You better do it now. I already changed my password, and I'm still getting those requests on text, on email, on other posts, you know, and it looked authentic. So I knew it was all fraudulent, and they're trying to get access into my phone. So don't, if you don't know somebody, you look at that phone number hard if it's a message. If you don't know, you know, somebody, hi, you know, don't answer them, okay? So the Bank of International Settlements says in itself, in a new type of financial market infrastructure, money or assets become inexecutable objects that are maligned on programmable platforms. So they're admitting right off the bat that they can be controlled. Your bank account can be accessed and controlled. This is happening all over the world right now. In Nigeria, they are destroying banknotes for a purpose. Russia's central bank digital currency project, the digital ruble, will be backed by gold, but it will still give them the ability to turn the gold off. France and India have also now gained and agreed to use India's unified payments interface, UPI payments mechanism. You know, Indian tourists will be able to take payments in rupees through UPI in the Eiffel Tower, for example. And the tourists who misbehave, this ability will be stopped. So stand strong. Never let anyone remove the cash. We all should keep the cash going. In the rest of the West, climate change doom and gloom is being pushed really hard to program this agenda. This is why they started all those fires in Canada to start this climate change thing. Those are all started by arson or direct energy weapons. Now they're talking about a record heat wave. Check out what's been going on these days. Today in Texas, that we had a little cold front come in. This morning, it was actually 69 degrees. I couldn't believe it because it's been triple-digit weather in the daytime and just, you know, high 90s in night. And yes, summers were hot in Spain. Summer's been hot in Texas until today. Last year, the color, you know, it was looking really red in Madrid, and now scorching violet, which is really high. But the sheep are so easily fooled, you know. They change it all around, and as long as the media is reporting what the deep state tells them to report, then at least 30 to 40% of the sheep are going to believe exactly what they're saying. What is happening is that now the genocidal Nazi fraction, excuse me, I'm clearing my throat. What's happening now is that the genocidal Nazi faction of the Khazari Mafia is being defeated. The global warming factor is going on an all-out offensive to try to grab trillions of dollars. Anytime there's a crisis, they love a crisis because then they can petition government, say, oh, we need help, you know, that this tornado tore everything up, oh, this fire burned everything up. And all those millions of dollars that they send out for disaster relief gets stolen. And you can always see John Kerry preaching the Biden fake media and talking about the trillion-dollar investors about accelerating climate change. Gosh, I hear somebody's at my door. All right. Just in time for the event, the German police have again been unable to stop climate change activists from stopping air traffic by gluing themselves to the runway. Can you believe that? They take their hands and they glue them on the runway to stop the planes from landing or taking off. I say just let them take off anyway. If they get killed, so what? I mean, I don't know about you, but all entrances are strictly controlled and security is everywhere, military dogs, etc. And how does a woman get stuck on the runway? Who let her in? In any case, all this is based on lies. The CO2 levels are now lower than they've ever been in 95% of the Earth's history. But you'd never know it if you listen to all those who profit from the Earth and this carbon tax. And it's too hot for life, oh. Well, they come out in the summer and tell us that. Climate change, pandemic, and hoax are the ways they can achieve both greater control and destruction of the current economic system through lockdowns, fines, carbon taxes, and more regulation, while printing more money like there's no tomorrow to generate a devastating inflation. This all leads to higher prices and less economic power for the masses. They have to make sure they put us in a blind, desperate position to make sure that we accept their meager universal income. Folks, don't do it. Just keep spending your cash and keep demanding to spend cash. They'll try to shut us down, change our eating habits. They're trying to kill us to eat bugs. Oh, yeah, and prevent us from traveling. They want to kill all the cows. They want to kill all the cows. Oh, yeah. Real experts say that we are in a 1 centigrade above the coldest it's ever been in the last 10,000 years. We're in a cool part. When we look over the hundreds of thousands of years, we're in a cool slump. Dr. John Kleiser, joint recipient of the 2022 Nobel Prize in Physics, has criticized the climate emergency narrative, calling it a dangerous corruption of science that threatens the world economy and the well-being of billions of people. Well, you know, we have all kinds of stuff going on in the skies, and, you know, they're still trying to get us ready for that alien fake invasion. But the White Hats are taking control of the planet. The United States Marine Corps F-35 Lightning II fifth-generation fighter bombers on Wednesday, July 19, 2022, destroyed a FEMA barge off of California coast, my source in General Smith's office revealed. Oh, yeah. In late evening strike, when 3rd Marine Air Wing pilots sortied from Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in California, while orders are to sink the barge, the FEMA barge, in international waters 50 miles off of Long Beach, General Smith got a good tip that a FEMA boat that left the port in Seattle was heading south. Why? To pick up kids? I mean, usually that's what they do. But it was now in the deep water off of Pacific Ocean, off the coast of California. It was unusual because FEMA typically keeps its boats on the east coast and exploit people during landfall hurricanes. Being on the Pacific meant it would have to cross the Panama Canal to reach the eastern seaboard before the F-35s, the general, sent a chopper to verify the claims. The SH-53C Scallion chopper confirmed the presence of unflagged feeder ship, medium-sized freight ships that collect shipping containers from different ports and transport them to central container terminals where they're loaded to bigger vessels or for further transport into the hub ports hinterland and the area tipster had indicated. But there are no containers on the ships. It was empty. That all FEMA boats are blocky barges better suited for trudging the Mississippi then sailing across the blue ocean is inaccurate, but our source said that FEMA controls at least 4 of these big container vessels that are over 400 feet long that do not fit the technical definition of a barge and that each hold hundreds of prisoners. And of course, like I said, it's an unflagged ship, so there's no flag flying. The FEMA barge entered the common vernacular decades ago when FEMA had only modified barges to carry out its reign of terror on the populace, but the nefarious agency FEMA eventually expanded its fleet to include large yachts, freight carriers, and cruise ship paid for by the proceeds of black budget projects and items stolen from homes of storm victims. The Sea Scallion identified the ship, and the ship had no containers on board. There's no flags flying. A few minutes later, the chopper loaded spotters visually identifying a man in a female windbreaker peering back at them with a pair of binoculars. This was our confirmation, my source said. As the sea scallions aggressed, General Smith ordered F-35s to scramble. The fighters flew west over open water, overflying the ship's latitudinal position by 100 miles, then swung back south and east until they turned a beam of the ship. The men on board ship probably never saw the attacking planes, not at least until it was too late. Each F-35 launched an AGM-115-8C laser range missile, airship missile, at 75 miles out. According to the after-action battle damage assessment, the ship's cracked hull was aflame and doomed to sink. The pilots dove for the deck and buzzed the burning FEMA ship, and they saw no survivors. We don't know where it was going, but it seems that one less FEMA craft will now be at Davy Jones' locker very soon. And we aim to get all of them, my source said. And I'm telling you, the black hats, the white hats are after all the black hats and the deep state. This is a big mop-up operation these next few weeks, folks. Even President Trump publicly said that it's on a pause, the government's on a pause right now until we can get this cleanup operation going. So white hats are successful, but we didn't realize how many are left, and we're on it. They're on it. So just know that we're winning this war. And last week I told you that the moon was a metal ball. Well, now there's an article that came out from Zero Hedge that showed a subsurface granite structure on the far side of the moon, which scientists confirm that the celestial body may at one time been, had a volcano or whatever. Now, folks, let me tell you, in an unprecedented discovery, science has unearthed a colossal granite mass and gradually emitting heat. So this granite mass is man-made, just like the moon. And I'm going to talk to you more about all that. I'm going to bring more out on my show. Also, I'll be at Las Vegas September 15th and 17th and 18th. 15th, 16th, 17th. And I'll be giving my UFO abduction report. I'll be giving other reports about planets. And, of course, to the medical doctors, I'll be giving my speech there as well. So I'll have three venues I'll be speaking at that conference. And I want everybody to have a wonderful week, and I encourage all of you to become a Master Survivor. Go to themastersurvivor.com. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Uli Damagard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crick Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.